You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
When you find that your mind keeps you worried and blue, you can always let your feet keep your disposition sweet. Wanna see what makes me feel the way I do? Will you kindly cast an eye on two good reasons why? Happy Feet.
Terry Waldo's Jazz Entertainers with Janet Klein on the vocal, and lots of good Dan Levinson in there on the clarinet. Oh yes, good. And I've been playing a few of these lately, and that I needed something to pick me up here. Happy Feet, and once you know, if your feet get happy, maybe the rest will follow. How's that? That's a good theory. I thought I'd try it out. I tend to avoid dancing if at all possible, only because it would seem to be rather ungainly of me. And this is Radiola. By the way, that was off Let It Shine on Stomp Off, and you ought to buy that too. Buy a lot of good Stomp Off things out there, and you have to get some of those. You'll find them. They're all over, and I'll link to this one. Yes, and this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I don't dance, and please don't ask me. I will not. I will not dance. I might sing, and then you'll ask me not to. Here's a guitar duet, a slide guitar, you might say Hawaiian style. I don't know if he's playing his octacorda, and then accompanied by a regular guitar. That's Sam Moore and Horace Davis in 1922 on Vocalion, Mighty Like a Rose. Ethelbert Nevin, okay.
don't say yes, I'm fretting, upset my mind. Of all the sweethearts I could have had, I never wanted someone so bad. Oh, lovey, you can make me blue, but hate me, make me happy too. Oh, lovey, lovey-dovey, be mine.
And there are a couple of Bens. There was Ben Sullivan, and he was singing on that side. Oh, Lovey Be Mine, 1925. Sounds pretty acoustic to me. Before that, Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, Wait Till It's Moonlight. Well, yes. But not to look for your contact lens. You got to find that in the daytime. That was from 1925 as well. A couple of vocalions, and we started with a vocalion, Muddy Locker Rose. That was one of those red shellac jobs from 22. Sam Moore playing his slide instrument, whether it was octocorda or regular Hawaiian guitar, I won't venture to say, and Horace Davis on the accompanying Spanish guitar. And lovely, lovely rendition of that. And there's room for that. That's an early song. That's from about 1902. So anything you have, there's a lot of recordings of that in different forms, and that's worth doing. This is Radiola, and we will play anything and everything as long as it fits. And if it does fit, and it sounds like it works, we'll use it. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm your I'm the one cramming all these things in here. Here are the Kensington Serenaders again. Irving Kaufman singing again with Ben Sullivan was leading that group. And nice tune. Never heard it before. Never heard it before this recording, but here it is, and it's a good one. Would ya? King Oliver's Orchestra, 1929, the take two of this, My Good Man Sam, and he was a good man, and he was a great musician, and died on June 15th, he left us. So I'm sad about that, and he had a lot of determination, and he wanted to accomplish a lot of things, and had dreams that were never quite fulfilled, which makes it sad. Before that, speaking of dreams, the Frivolity Club Orchestra, Jack Denny, and a lovely haunting tune, a waltz, 1926 Coal Miner's Dream, beginning with the Kensington Serenaders on Vocalion, and so was Coal Miner's Dream, by the way. Would ya? 1926 Irving singing that for you, and I hope that tune gets picked up and revived by someone, because it's a great tune. It really is. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm playing, you know, that's speaking of a direct quote, and this is Radiola, by the way, direct quote from Sam Burrell. I am a musician. Do you hear me? A musician. I play tunes. Well, we play tunes on this show, because that's what music is made of in our universe. Here's... speaking of how I sounded on the piano in 1994 and thereabouts, when I was just getting my jazz legs going, Bob Balin and Rennie McAvoy recorded this in 1938 when Hannah Plays Piano, and I think she was doing better than I was.
We're acquainted with a girl named Hannah, and she really plays a mean piano. No matter if it's classics or it's jazz, we're telling you the real effect it has. The pictures start to shaking, the walls they start to breaking, when Hannah plays piano. The children stop their playing, the neighbors start to praying, when Hannah plays piano. The way she renders a tune will always linger. She's got the strength of a horse in every finger. To keep from saying rotten, just stuff your ears with cotton when Hannah plays piano. When Hannah does her tap dance, plays her sweet potato.
Whoops! When Hannah plays piano. you've been with those sounds.
You belong, belong,
belong right here in my arms. You fit into my love life. Where on earth did you hide?
You belong, belong,
belong right here by my side. You're the one that I've looked for. I'm glad that you came. My heart is a fame for no one but you, dear. Oh, you fit into the picture. Don't deny me those sounds.
You belong, belong, belong
right here in my arms.
Beat it out, boys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Blow it, Papa, blow it.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Now, you're the one that I look for. I'm glad that you came. My heart was a flame for no one but you, dear. Oh, you, mama, you fit into the picture. Don't deny me those charms. You belong, belong, belong right here in my arms.
Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Moonlight and Roses. There's a lot of singing in there. 1938. Before that, Bob Howard. There are a lot of this is a set of Bobs, I have to say. Bob Howard and his orchestra. And actually, his name was Howard Joyner, so that's not a real Bob, but a faux Bob. You Fit Into the Picture, 1935, and. If I were extremely conscientious, I would have that personnel list in front of me, but I don't. But I can I believe that's Teddy Wilson on piano in there, and he's sounding good. Before that, Bob Allen, Rennie McAvoy, When Hannah Plays Piano, 1938. Oh, yes. And this is Radiola, and someday I'll actually do extensive notes for this program and try to provide accurate information where applicable. We proceed with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra on Victor, Lou Sherwood singing this, and this is what we got. It's the solstice, so let's all take a summer holiday, and that's from 1936.
Both old and gray, and linger in its shade beside me every summer holiday. Thank you. and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself, can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go to my head.
Stu Pletcher and his orchestra. Stu Pletcher was singing it. They spell it differently on the label than how he spelled it. They spelled it like the dish rather than Disco Stew. It was spelled S-T-E-W on the label, but his name was spelled S-T-U, or he did. But that's what we got with You from the great Ziegfeld from 1936. Great movie, which I haven't seen in a while, if ever, but a listener requested this song. And this song, by the way, if you're using a computer search, just try and find this song with just the title. It is not the most easy thing to do if you're trying to find recordings of it. And so I found it, though, because I have dead trees at my disposal, and I use them. Dead trees are the king, as far as I'm concerned. Before that, Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, Kenny Sargent singing You Go to My Head, 1938, and that was the best song, I believe, the best song ever written by J. Fred Coots. And J. Fred, you know, he could take a song and try to be, you know, like a song like For All We Know, and then throw in the heart surgery line, which I couldn't, it just sort of, you know, is off-putting. But there is absolutely no objection to You Go to My Head from 1938. That's a perennial favorite. Before that, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Lou Sherwood singing Summer Holiday, 1936. And this is Radiola, and we're going to take a summer holiday right here at home. We're going to stick around and do some cleaning out or whatever and just hang around waiting for stuff and get a few things done here. But our summer holiday will be a staycation. And you can put an exclamation point after that word, too. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the one who's immobile. Peggy English again here with something, a very sweet song. And, you know, it is all too brief. Summer is too brief, and life is too brief, and a lot of things just, you know, they just go real quick, and you never, or quickly if you want to use the adverb there. But it's vastly unfortunate, but we're always trying to hang on for that little last bit, and I know my friend Sam was. So here's Peggy English, Just a Little Longer, 1926. While we're apart,
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Trouble I've seen, nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Sometimes I'm down, oh yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground, oh yes, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, every day to you I pray.
Yes, Lord,
for you to drive my sins away.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. No. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Glory,
glory, hallelujah.
Glory.
Louis Armstrong, backed by a chorus and singing. No, he wasn't playing, and he didn't have to play. His voice conveyed a lot in that selection. Really deeply moving, and that's I don't know what I can say about it other than I felt it was fitting at that point. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen, and yes. And that's it. It's sort of like that joke about the food being terrible and in such small portions. You just wanted to keep going. So that goes out to my friend Sam. And before that, just a little longer, 1926. Peggy English. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and I have prepared a recording I made the day of Sam's wake and funeral. I came back after the wake, and that afternoon I recorded this. And Sam and I never played this song together, but I feel it's appropriate to end this program, and I hope that you enjoy this remembrance. Rockin' chair.